Hello and welcome to the Dune Minute podcast, your place to dive deep minute by minute into the cinematic adaptation of Frank Herbert's World of Dune. I'm one of your hosts, John.
And I am Zach.
And we are here concluding our coverage of Dune Part 2 today, Zach.
Oh, you know, we'll get to it. Let's wrap this movie up.
We are, of course, talking about minute 157 through 158. And we'll talk about the whole minute.
It's more like 157 through 157.47.
But we'll talk about the whole minute because the last 15-ish seconds or so are still worth talking about.
All right.
We left off with Chani beginning to insert a thumper into a dune and setting the dial on it.
Yes. So I guess that dial is how you hone in the frequency.
Or the time. Okay. I can't read Jacobsa. It is what it is.
It's a nice little close-up of the thumper, though. We don't get a lot of close-ups of the thumper. And it was a nice little thing. We got to see a lot of details that we haven't really seen before. So thank you for still dropping in details at the very end.
Love it. I have a detail for you.
Yes.
This was the last, quote-unquote, official day of filming for Dune Part 2.
Well, it makes sense. They film in chronological order.
It's filmed on December 8th, 2022. Shot in Abu Dhabi as we watch Chani here prepare to ride a worm into the ending of this movie.
Right.
Notably, it wasn't just Chani, or it wasn't just Zendaya and, you know, the film crew, like Timothy Chalamet and Javier Bardem and some of the other, you know, actors and other folks were there present for this final shot and everything. And Art and Souls got, you know, some very, very nice words about this last day of filming and how close everyone on the production team had gotten with each other, and how, you know, when you finish making these movies, it's bittersweet because they spent 5.5 months of a grueling filming schedule to do all of this. And then it's kind of like high school when, you know, summer's here, everyone signs HAGs into the yearbook or whatever, and then you just like kind of go off and do your own thing.
HAGs meaning have a great summer, of course. You don't do that.
Yeah, but it's just like, yeah, this was the last shot that was officially filmed now on December 12th, 2022. There was a very small group of filmographers and Denis Villeneuve and a couple other people that went to Namibia, of all places, to go get some just various nature shots and things. Art and Soul doesn't go too much into depth as to what they shot there, but the last official day of shooting was December 8th in Abu Dhabi, filming what we're talking about today.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Now, Art and Soul can go on the shelf and get a very well-deserved rest. The binding on this book is destroyed. Some of the glue that has been holding the like various bunches of paper together that make up the book.
Schedules, they call them.
Sure, is separating from the spine. And if you look at it from the side, the
pages are very wavy.
The pages are super wavy.
Thank you,
Art and Soul of Dune Part 2, for putting in the work, and for Tanya LaPointe and Stephanie Bruse for writing and putting together this book.
Wonderful books. And again, heavily referenced, never sponsored.
Go buy them. These are fantastic books. I wish that there was more that I could talk about, but a lot of it is just visual stuff that is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Go buy these books.
They will not break the bank either, which is cool.
Yeah.
So we pan up to Chani's face, and she is going through it.
Oof.
She's got ferocity in the eyes as she stands up and walks away from the thumper. She gets to her spot, throws open her hooks, and waits for the worm, because the worm always comes.
The worm always comes.
In the distance, we can see it barreling towards her, our last shot of Shai Hulud.
Yep.
And well, second to last shot of Shylud. We get the wide shot that's directly after this. Wide shot, desert, worm, Chani. It looks beautiful.
Chani's crying, but then angry.
Yeah. Well, the orchestral and choir music is like swelling at this point, and we get another close up on her face, and it seems like she's finally letting this emotion that she's had pent up out.
Yeah.
Where she's at least beginning to. She catches herself. And she's breathing heavy. She's got tears in her eyes. And like I said, she catches herself and it turns back into that fierce scowl.
Yep.
You know, it's probably good that she turns back into focus because she's got to hop on this worm.
So. Yeah, you can't fuck that up because you're dead.
Yeah.
If you blink, you're dead.
So the drums start to build. And then black screen. Boom. That's it. And that's officially the end of the movie. Next thing we see, it's some like blurry background, and we see directed by Denis Villeneuve.
It's the pink and orange of like Paul's pre-drinking of the water of life prescience.
Yeah. I thought I looked familiar.
Yeah.
And you'll have to take us through the rest because that's where my notes stop.
That's it. Yeah. That's.
I think we get one more title screen in this
with a couple of the other producers and everything, yeah. But. Yeah. No, I wanted to stop with directed by Denis Villeneuve.
Directed by Denis Villeneuve.
Denis, so, thank you for making these movies.
John, well, I think to hold tradition, if you were staring down the barrel of a sandworm.
Of a Shai-Hulud?
Of a Shai-Hulud.
Yeah.
And it clicked at you as it's, you know, guttural noises.
Yeah.
And you were able to interpret this in a way.
Did it? That's,
at me it as did. Well? Yeah, okay, it does cool. That a little bit too. And you were able to interpret this in a way as if to say, as if the worm was asking you, how'd you like this movie? What would you say?
How did I like this movie? I think it's no secret that as the movie has gone on, I have become more and more enamored, I think, with Dune Part 1. As the better showing and the more accurate showing of Denis' interpretation of Dune as a film.
Yeah.
However, I feel like you and I are not the wide market majority of people that Denis and Warner Brothers and Legendary Studios were necessarily targeting in the mass market appeal of Dune movies.
Well, sure. That's always been the problem with making a Dune adaptation. How do you make it palatable for the general audience?
Exactly. And to say that what Denis and Tanya Lapointe and the rest of the production team have done here has been a wild success is an understatement,
mm-hmm.
Right? Dune has been a global phenomenon since Denis took the helm. And like memes aside, right? Like people, like you talk about Dune now and they're like, oh yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Like instead of fucking what?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have to respect all of the work that was done with this film and all of the work by the cast, even if we think Christopher Walken was maybe, you know, not the best choice for Shaddam or whatever.
Sure.
Like the cast really like put their all into everything that they did with this. The God, the art teams and the music teams, sure. And you know, everyone that did like set decoration or, you know, the background actors and everything, like everyone just put it all in for this movie. I think Shai-Hulud's for Dune Part 2 as a whole, even with not having the time skip, even with not having Alia, the film still sits solidly at, I would say, a 7.
7. Okay.
Because it is a, for the most part, pretty well-paced film that has its, you know, moments of dialogue and staring and, you know, weird contemplative like expressions, but then also goes super into action.
Yeah.
One of Denis' goals was the love story between Chani and Paul, as tragic as it is, you know, here for for what Denis wanted to do, I think it's a it is a good enough interpretation. Is it a perfect interpretation? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
But it is a love story between Paul and Chani that is set in the Dune universe with all of the other Dune-isms around it.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to go for an 8.
Okay. My yeah, and my 7 is because there are just fundamental things that
there it is not without its flaws.
Yeah.
And we've been more than willing to point those out.
When you've been very, very brutal about
that. You know, all of this being said, all 157 episodes.
158 episodes.
Well, I know this is 157, or this is 158.
Yeah.
All 157 previous episodes.
Sure.
Aside, I still really enjoy this movie.
Yeah.
It's one that, you know, I now that I'm free of the minute by minute format, I will go back and watch it in its entirety.
I can't help every time I watch these movies to be like when you're watching Lord of the Rings and you watch Viggo Mortensen kick the helmet and you're like, oh, hey, he broke his toe during this.
Sure,
like,
sure.
I have those moments, like even to myself.
Yeah.
Right. But
so we clearly are fans.
Yeah.
Of the movies. I cannot understate how successful of an adaptation this is.
Oh, now, yeah.
And it, you know, sticking to the story, it, you know, does its best to stick to the main story. The parts that are left out, for the most part, we can rationalize the stuff that's left out. Not with everything. There are some things that we just can't. Through Fear What?
Yeah.
Being left out. The time skip. All these things we've mentioned. So I'm excited to see how they bridge what we perceive as flaws. And if they don't address them, will just become bigger flaws in the third one.
Right.
I'm excited to see where it goes from here. Now, we have a long time to get there.
Yep.
And we will talk more about that later.
Yeah. It is currently October 11th, 2025.
Yes.
Dune Part 3, begrudgingly. Dune Part 3 is not slated to be in theaters until December of 2026.
Yes. So, let's talk a little bit about what's going to happen between then and now.
The future of the future Dune Minute of the podcast. Dune Minute
podcast. Dear listener, we're taking a break.
Oh my God, we need a break so bad.
Listen.
We've been burned out for like a few...
No, I won't say burned out.
Getting just, there.
A little bit of senioritis crept in as we got closer and closer to the end. John's been pulling double duty with editing efforts, which I'll get back to here in a second.
Someone had to go get his pilot's license.
Yes. Sorry.
No, I'm not mad at you at all. Bitch, I'm making you take me places.
Yeah, that's true. So, yeah, we're taking a little bit of a hiatus in the show. Now, that is not to say that we are ending permanently, because we're not.
Nope.
We have many things planned.
We've already committed to doing the sci-fi miniseries, and I'm very much looking forward to doing the sci-fi miniseries because...
Not minute by minute.
No, God, no. That will be broken down
episode by episode.
Episode by episode. Those will be longer episodes of the Dune Minute podcast.
Akin to the summer school length.
Yeah, I was going to say, not unlike our summer school. Yep. However, unlike our summer school, I believe we're our intentions as of right now, which are always subject to change, but our intentions as of right now are to do a monthly release for that.
And we're still nailing down details, but yeah.
Yeah. We will be having guests, returning guests, of course, from
a lot of people are excited to talk about the sci-fi series.
Yeah. And I don't want to put their names out there lest some scheduling mishap happens.
Let it be a surprise.
Yeah. But just know that our guests are just as excited, if not more excited, to talk about the sci-fi miniseries as we are. So
yeah. Yeah.
We're very, very happy for that.
And you know, we may sneak in a Lynch in there.
We may. Not minute by minute.
Nope. We're still mulling around the best way to do that. Cause that's a chunker of a movie.
Yes.
So that we may try to figure out ways to split that one up. Anyways, these are all just things that we have planned. But that is not going to start until we are into 2026.
Yeah.
So John and I are going to be taking a much needed break for the holidays and the winter. So we will inform everyone about the plans through our Blue Sky.
And we will still, or I
guess. I'm on there more
these days. We'll be, you know, still active on the Dune Minute podcast Blue Sky and on my own personal Blue Sky as well. Though mine will mostly be bitching about Bungie ruining Destiny, but, you know, whatever. thank you for listening.
Yes, absolutely. Now, before we get all mushy-gushy.
Yeah.
Why don't you grab that box?
That's been looming?
Yes. Now, this is a little something.
Oh, my God.
That, before you open it, let me tell you why.
Okay.
This is half of this is like a wrap gift for completing the episode or completing the movie.
Sure.
Huzzah to us.
Huzzah.
And this is also a thank you for carrying the editing mantle while I was studying.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate that. Now, before you open it again, this is 2/3 of the gift.
Okay.
It is a 3-part gift.
Okay.
And the other part, I believe I got the notification about 10 minutes ago, was delivered to my home.
Okay.
So I have it. I just wanted to, I knew we were recording today, so you get 2/3 of it today.
Okay.
Dig in.
Oh, the scotch tape. I'm sure that's going to sound fantastic on the...
It's spiking for sure.
Huh?
It's spiking. But yeah, it's
fine. It's Christmas. Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Holy shit.
Now, what the audience is not seeing right now is these are sealed, new in box, never opened.
Holy fuck.
Revell models from the Lynch movie from 1984. John has pulled out the Ornithopter model.
Yeah.
He has now pulled out
the Sandcrawler.
The Sandcrawler.
Holy shit.
And the one that was delivered is, again, sealed plastic in box, is the mighty Lynch Sandworm.
Yes!
With display plate and stuff.
I mean, I'm not taking them out of the box, though.
What? Like, you're not going to build them?
I might.
John, I know how much you love like
models and shit, dude.
Yeah. Come on.
All right, I'll build them. I just feel like I would be doing them a disservice because they're still sealed in box.
Okay, don't be that kind of nerd. These things are meant to be enjoyed, and you cannot enjoy them in the box.
Okay.
Now,
we'll see what the audience has to say.
We'll put up pictures.
If there's an audience reaction on Blue Sky keep them sealed.
We'll keep them sealed for now. We'll keep them sealed until this episode comes out, at least.
Dude, these are fucking awesome, though, because, like, on the sides of the box and stuff, there's, like, prints from the movie.
Yeah.
Staying in front of a really, like, shitty green screen.
It took me forever to find these.
Yeah, I bet.
And especially find them sealed new in box. There were some, like, really fucked up ones on eBay.
I'm sure.
But I stumbled across these and snatched them up quick.
Well, thank you for this.
Yeah. Now, I have not said this on the show before. Maybe I have. I don't know. I recently got a model from Revell. No, it's not from Revell. Excuse me. It is a model of the Starship Voyager.
Yeah.
Now, I just got the LED lighting kit for it.
Yep.
So I'm ready to put that sucker together.
Hell yeah.
So if there are 3 models of Dune here, and I have 1 of Star Trek,
yep.
I think that justifies getting a small airbrush gun.
Okay.
So we can do the actual paint.
We know someone that has an airbrush gun that will let us borrow it.
Perfect. That is exactly who I was going to bring in as a resource to help us out with this.
Yes.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yep.
Because if I'm talking about the right person, that person does a lot of Warhammer figurines.
Warhammer and Gundam.
And okay.
Yeah. So
he's a pro.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So I think we can have a lot of fun with this.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot wait for you to see the box for the worm.
I'm so fucking excited.
If you want to Google that once we get off.
No. I'll see it when I see it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. So, this will be just a little something for us to bridge the gap so that Dune does not leave our hearts.
Dune would never leave my heart. I have the fucking Twin Moons of Arrakis tattooed into my sleeve.
That's very...
You think Dune's ever leaving my heart?
Come it's definitely on. Not leaving your arm. All right, man. Well, what do you say we wrap this up and let the good folks find us on the internet?
Yes, of course. Ada, do you like the smell of that box? Hey!
She can have it.
No, she just fucking like... She sniffed it a little bit and then just immediately just went right on the tape.
Go, end it.
As always, you can find the Dune Minute online. We are on Bluesky at DuneMinute.com, and you can email DuneMinute@gmail.com if you'd like to get in touch with us. Thank you so much for joining us on this journey. We will see you in 2026 with more episodes of the Dune Minute podcast.
See you then.
See ya.